The proposal is based on a 1999 approval the county granted for an outdoor recreation specially planned area at Gorgoza, while the development agreement for the spa expired in 2009. The county attorney's office has determined the outdoor uses there were vested. The Planning Commission has been meeting on Woodward since the summer of 2016. The approved plan includes a central building over 52,000 square feet and part of the structure over 45 feet tall, with indoor training space for skiing, snow and skateboarding, BMX biking, gymnastics, cheerleading, and other activities. Outside, the existing tubing operation at Gorgoza would be supplemented with a new chairlift, expanded mountain biking terrain and trails, and an outdoor skate park. The public hearing brought out an audience of up to 130 people. Of the three dozen speakers, both sides were well represented, but supporters of Woodward made up a modest majority of those at the podium. The critics, including many living on Sun Ridge Drive adjacent to the project, were concerned about lighting, noise from events and snowmaking, the impacts on wildlife, and attendees overflowing into their neighborhood. Tom Farkas from Jeremy Ranch talked about noise and light impacting his neighborhood across the highway, and he said it was fallacious to think that the large, tall central building in the project is technically considered an accessory structure.
The 45-foot tall, 52,107 square foot indoor sports action facility is a recreational athletic facility commercial and is prohibited in the Hillside Stewardship Zone. To say that this enormous structure is an accessory building is a charade. The indoor sports action facility is not an accessory building, as it is neither subordinate to or incidental to the use of the site. It will be the year-round main attraction. You do not need a 45-foot high building to sell a hot beverage, and you don't need a 52,107 square foot building to sell a tubing ticket.
Scott Nichols, a Sun Ridge Drive resident, said the impacts had not been vetted enough.
No analysis or mitigation was done to the impact for the wildlife corridor due to lighting and sound. While the noise study was conducted, it failed to take into consideration that music will be playing. While the applicant assures us that their sound will not exceed 60 decibels, there is no enforcement mechanism or recourse for the homeowners. While the traffic study was done, it failed to include the intersection of Homestead and Kilby Road. And surely, when events are going on, surely there'll be parking on Sun Ridge Drive with individuals going up to access the trail to get to the top of the venue to watch the event, and a mitigation plan for that has not been addressed.
But Woodward's supporters included youngsters who said they're anxious for opportunities at recreation. Liz Mowen said Woodward offers a professional setting for her two boys who are attracted to action sports.
They're going to build ramps. They're going to build dirt jumps. They're going to go off into the woods. They're going to make noise. And to have them contained in a facility that is a professional, clean, amazing facility like Woodward, right now, I can't afford to bring my kids to any other Woodward. I would love to be able to do that. To have this literally in our backyard is a dream come true. I've seen my kids do some of the craziest things. As a parent, I can't even. But to be able to hand them to professionals, to train them how to do those crazy things in a tall area, that to me, it's huge peace of mind.
Skylar Sorensen said he attended Woodward West in California for over a decade. He argued the proposal is about the youth.
It's really about growth and development of children. I heard somebody mumble in the audience as coming up here when the kids came up, they're like, oh, no kids. And I just wanted to maybe say something opposite of that, yes, you know, kids. This is about growth and development of kids. Woodward's teaching character, it's teaching lessons. Some of the kids that come, they've never been away from their parents. It's their first time where they actually get to make choices and decisions and decide what they want to eat and, you know, interact with new people and meet new friends.
While some opponents said the facility is fine in another spot, Miriam Boser said that argument will be made no matter where Woodward is proposed. She said all the kids in the Park City area want the project.
We're an athletic town, and every kid that lives here is an athlete, and everyone wants to advance here. I think that by building a Woodward, that would improve so many kids. Like, the adults that are saying that the noises and lighting will get in their way, like, I'm not going to deny that because it might get in their way, but we live in a ski town, and you just have to expect that. In Park City, my house gets disrupted by, like, Park City avalanche bombing and all the snowmakers, but that really doesn't affect us that much in such a big way.
At the same time, Danny Story said Woodward does sound good, but should be in a different location.
You know, Woodward sounds amazing. If I was a kid and had that available to me, it would be awesome. Just not in a residential neighborhood. That's a commercial building. I mean, the words I've heard is huge, gigantic. It's just not in the right spot.
Snyderville Commission approval included several conditions on affordable housing, lighting, and snowmaking, and they added a condition prohibiting amplified noise. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.